Continuing with our subject of Tawheed, today we will look at the fourth stage of Tawheed, which is Tawheed in that none can give benefit or deprive except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the aim here is to be aware that Allah is the sole and ultimate authority in both creation and legislation. Absolutely everything is the outcome of His creation and is held by Him. Nothing and no one can benefit or deprive us unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it. See, He's created the world according to a precise and specific scheme. The sun and the moon and the stars are all at His command. He says in Surah Al-A'raf, this is Surah number 7, Ayah 54, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. He says, وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِ. The sun and the moon and the stars are made subservient by His command. عَلَى لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Surely His is the creation and the command. Tabarakallahu Rabbul Alameen. Blessed is Allah, the Rabb of the Alameen. However, the Creator who has assigned a particular effect to every factor and cause is also able to neutralize and suspend that effect at any instance. Just as one command brings the order of the universe into existence, another command can take the phenomena of their customary effect. And we find that in Surah Al-Anbiya, you know, when we did the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, we looked at this aspect. This is Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21. And if you look at Ayah 68 to 69, now this is talking about the incident where Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is thrown into the fire. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We said, O fire, be a comfort and peace to Ibrahim. See, when we look at what was said in the ayah before, they said, قَالُوا حَرِّكُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا إِلَهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلُونَ. Burn him. Help your gods if you're going to do anything. This is the order given to burn Ibrahim. But immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala neutralizes and suspends that effect, saying, we commanded the fire, be a comfort and be peace to Ibrahim. See, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to human beings, nobody can take it away. And you find that in Surah Al-Fatir. Look at Surah Al-Fatir, which is Surah number 35, and look at the second ayah, quite, you know, right in the beginning. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَفْطَهِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. Whatever Allah grants to human beings of His mercy, there is none to withhold it. وَمَا يُمْسِكَ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. And what He withholds, there is none to send it forth after that. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And He is the mighty and He is the wise. It is absolutely out of this world. We fear losing everything. What we really fear losing is external power. Anything that can be bought, anything that can be sold, exchanged, stolen, taken away, is really external. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about authentic empowerment. And none, absolutely none, can take that away. And none can grant it to you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, we know from all this now that He is the ultimate cause. And this is shown in two ways. If you look in creation, every cause begins from Him and ends up to Him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from Him and to Him we will return. He is the first and final cause. He is the real creator and the originator. Absolutely every other cause are channels to Him or channels to carry His boundless mercy and His bounty to His creatures. In legislation, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His mercy, established a contact with His creatures, laying down a religion, sent down His commandments, and prescribed reward, the suitable reward and the appropriate punishment for those who obeyed and those who disobeyed. He sent prophets to bring us good news, to warn us of the outcome of breaking the laws. And the prophets gave His message in the best way possible. So when we look at this stage of Tawheed, I'd like to carry on by trying to fit in or trying to make sure we understand where Shafa'a or intercession fits in. Because when we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the ultimate cause. Now we know that absolutely sure. So what about intercession? Why are there so many problems when people talk about intercessions? Well, look at it. Let's look at it in a way where we can try and understand it. First of all, what does shafa'a mean? A shafa'a is derived from the word ashaf, which means even as opposed to odd. Tawassul too comes from the same thing, which means to use as a means, an application or a petition. And I'll refer to ayat of the Quran. Let's look at Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 35, which is surah number 5, ayah 35. An ayah that is very, very clear, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, be God conscious. Wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. And seek an approach, a medium, a petition towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ and strive hard in His way. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ so that you may be successful. So first of all, let's look at intercession in creation. You see, it's quite obvious that the intervening causes of creations are the channels that bring divine mercy or life or sustenance to creatures. And these are intercessors between the creator and the created. There are quite a few ayat in the Quran which are based on this theme. We looked at, you know, we're going to look at Ayatul Kursi on Sunday. And you will find a part of Ayatul Kursi is based on this, where we say, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather says, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth is His. Who is He that can intercede with Him but by His permission? And then you will find in Surah Yunus the same aspect, that is Surah number 10, Ayah 3, that there is no intercessor except after His permission. So Allah talks about intercession with permission here. Intercession in legislation is effective in this sphere too. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in various places. Let's look at some of them so we can try and understand it. If we look at Surah Taha, this is Surah number 20. And if we look at Ayah 109, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here talks about this aspect saying, يَوْمَئِذٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا On that day, no intercession shall avail except of him whom the Rahman, whom the beneficent God allows, and whose words he is pleased with. Again, if you look at Surah Al-Sabah, this is Surah number 34, Ayah 23, intercession will not avail except with him whom Allah permits. We look at Surah Al-Najm, Surah number 53, Ayah 26. Allah says, how many angels there are in the heavens whose intercession does not avail at all except after Allah has given permission to whom He pleases and whom He chooses. So the whole aspect of intercession in its true sense belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and all His attributes are the channels through which His grace, mercy and decrees come to His creation. And in essence, He is the real and the all-encompassing intercessor. And maybe I will draw you to an ayat in Surah Az-Zumar. This is Surah number 39. And it's very, very clear because it encompasses the whole aspect of intercession. He says, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا Say, Allah is the intercession altogether. So, any other intercessors other than Allah get that right by His permission, as we saw. It has to be by His permission. It has to be by His authority. And if we look at intercession in legislation and judgment, we can divide it into two. We will look at intercessors in this life, and then we're looking at intercessors in the hereafter. So today I'd like to look at intercessors in this life. The first is Tawbah. Again, Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 53. Ya ibadiy alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, innahu ghafurur rahim. O my abd who have acted extravagantly against their own souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives the faults altogether. He is the forgiving and the merciful. So the first intercessor we look at is the aspect of Tawbah. The second one is Iman. Again, I will use Quranic ayat. In Surah Al-Hadid, this is Surah number 57, Ayah 28, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَآمَنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِيكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Oh, you who believe, be careful. In other words, be God conscious. Believe in His Messenger. He will give you two portions of His mercy. He will make for you an energy, a light energy, with which you will walk and forgive you. And Allah is forgiving and merciful. Let me remind you that when we look for intercession, we're looking at a means to be able to get to a higher authority whereby we can impress Him. But because we have so little, we really don't know. Or really do have to find a means to be able to get close to that divine energy. So we looked at repentance, which is turning back on His way. Iman, which is belief. The third one is good deeds. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 9, He says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَعَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah has promised to those who believe and do good deeds that they shall have forgiveness and a mighty reward. So here, good deeds are a means of intercession. They are an intercessor to be able to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the only way to do that is to go with a heart, a soul that is clean. And this is one of the ways to cleanse it. The fourth one is the Qur'an in itself. And again, if you look at Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in talking about the Qur'an from Ayah 15, He says, يَحْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامُ وَيُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَحْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. This Qur'an, with it, Allah will guide him who will follow His pleasure into the ways of safety, bring them out of utter darkness into light, and guide them to the right path. And then you have anything that is related to a good deed. It could be a mosque, it could be a auspicious day, the day of Arafah, Laylatul Bara'a, Laylatul Qadr. These are all aspects of intercession. Could you use those aspects? Then we have the Anbiya and the Mursaleen. And let me take you to an ayah of Quran, Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 64. It's very, very clear. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. He says, and it's so beautifully done, and they, when they were unjust to themselves, come to you and ask forgiveness of Allah, and the messenger would have asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah oft-returning and merciful. Very often we find people objecting against intercession of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah is very, very clear. The pillar of Abu Lababa that we find in Masjid al-Nabi is a classic example where this ayah was revealed. Abu Lababa was one who had sold the secrets of the Muslims over to the sides of the enemy, felt very repentful about it, asked his child, his daughter, to tie him to a pillar in the mosque, only to release him for physical needs. For food and drink and visiting the bathroom. And he wept in repentance. And there was the angel Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says that Abu Lababa has been forgiven. Had he come to you, O Muhammad, he would have been forgiven sooner. It's absolutely amazing. And we sit there and we try and object against intercession. We have a means of shafa that we are running away from. The angels ask for forgiveness. Look at Surah Ash-Shura. This is Surah number 42. And again, it's so amazing. When I was researching this and trying to read about it, it just takes me back because I think it's beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَقَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَا مِنْ فَوْقِهِنَّ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The heavens may almost rent asunder from above them. The angels sing the praise of their Rabb. They ask forgiveness for those on earth. I love it. Talk to the angels. When I was young, my father bought me two pins that I would put on each of my shoulders. And he would say, these are the two angels that look after you. The one on the right writes you good deeds. The one on the left writes you bad deeds. Talk to them, he would say, my child. Talk to the one on the left especially and tell him you didn't mean what you did that was wrong and that you were going to correct it. And finally, the intercessors that are absolutely amazing are believers themselves. A believing person may ask for forgiveness for his fellow believing brothers and sisters and for himself. We say in Surah Al-Baqarah, the way it's so beautiful, we call it the Aman al-Rasul, Ayah 286. It's one of the most beautiful du'as that exists. The du'a goes, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا تَاقَةَ لَنَا بِي وَعْفُ أَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرِينَ Our Rabb, do not impose upon us that which we have not the strength to bear. Pardon us. Grant us protection. Have mercy on us. You are our Mawla, our patron. Help us against those who cover up the truth. So beautiful. And still, we deny the intercessors that he has granted permission to. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue with the subject of Tawheed.